And welcome back inside the cave on this Tuesday morning. This hour of our broadcast being brought to you by DNP Communications. And as promised, on the other end of our phone line this morning, we have Greg Dolson, head football coach at Tecumseh High School, a team headed for the playoffs. A home game this week, Coach. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, we're excited. We're happy with the draw. We were a little concerned about, you know, playing Adrian and Chelsea again twice because of how hard it is to beat a team twice. We knew, you know, we've been watching Adrian the whole time, and we know they were getting better. So we're excited about our draw, and we're just excited to be at home this week. We've had a brutal road schedule, so it's nice to be at home one more week.
Pat, you should have done like the wrestling introduction. The undefeated 9-0 SEC white champ, Tecumseh football. Like, it seems like the season's over, but in some ways it's just beginning, right, Coach? I mean, yes, check off all your things on the regular season, but there's a lot ahead of you still.
We think so. You know, we've been really kind of talking since last year. The goal has been to win a district championship, and last year we felt like we let some games slip away. We thought we really should have been 7-2 and four instead of 4-5. Lost a couple close games last year. So this senior group's really kind of been working towards last year to get to this point. So certainly the 9-0 record is awesome. First time since 1991. Winning the SEC championship is you know, just unbelievable for this group to do. But we have had our eyes set on bigger fish to fry, so to speak, for a while. And so that's where our focus is now. We had a meeting the other day, Sunday night, with the kids during the playoff show. And we said, you know, let's put all that behind us. Took a second to put everybody patted each other on the back real quick, and then we started to lock in for airport.
So I think teams, you know, everywhere trying to get poster board or locker room material to kind of motivate your team. Being, you know, second seed in this, you know, bracket for the first couple rounds of the playoffs, was that, you know, could that be some added motivation for your team that, you know, we're still viewed as the underdog in some way?
I mean, maybe, you know, motivation is cool up until you kick the ball off, and then after that you got to play football. So,
yeah.
You know, we can give all the speeches we want and do all those other things, but our focus really every day all year long has just been to play to a championship standard. And so, you know, we saw the bracket. We like the draw, actually, because we want to be able to play some teams that haven't seen us play offensively, and how hard that is to replicate in another team's practice. And then you don't really understand how fast we do play until you see it live, full go. And so we feel like that's an advantage for us as we move forward in the playoffs is, you know, you can only see what you can see on film, and you don't really get to see it live until you're with us. And so we feel like that's an advantage for us. And so we don't mind the draw. We told our kids the other day, they went on the road, beat Jackson. They went on the road, beat Chelsea. They went on the road and beat Clarenceville. All playoff teams. I mean, on our schedule, we've had six playoff teams. So, you know, just going on the road and playing another team is kind of what these guys are accustomed to. This senior group, they just focus on winning. And so whoever it is, wherever it is, they're going to be ready to go.
Yeah, I think that last part is very important with this group of seniors, and we've talked about them, you know, preseason and sort of in the middle of the season, just the way they've been able to put this thing together, and an offense that, you know, you guys average over 51 points per game. And I don't think there's any, you know, selfish nature, I think, on your team. You know, maybe some guy goes off for, you know, 200 receiving yards this week, but then next week it's this other guy, you know. So could you talk to the, you know, team aspect of, you know, distributing the football and just the unselfish play?
Yeah, it really boils down to Jake Burns. He's kind of the trigger puller, and, you know, when he goes up there, he's kind of the point guard on our football team right now. And, you know, he goes up there and he's to the line of scrimmage, and he's coached up to, we might be running a play, but if he understands he has numbers or something else within that play, he goes ahead and audibles to that. And so it's just a credit to him understanding the offense, and it's a credit to, you know, the offensive staff having those guys coached up. And then the group that's in that locker room right now, they just really focus on winning. They don't really care who gets it. In fact, they're more excited for each other and they like to see their friends do better than they do. They're really an unselfish group in that respect. And then it's really weird when we get on the bus after a game, you know, they went 9-0, they won the SEC championship, and they just move on to the next thing very quickly. So they don't get too up, they don't get too down. They just focus on whatever it takes to get the job done, and then as soon as that's over, they just move on to the next thing. So it's been fantastic, actually, to watch this group grow up. You know, we kind of call them our babies because they've been with us since they were sophomores. Now here they are, seniors, 3 years in the system. And what you're seeing is a byproduct of a group of kids that just really like to be around each other and genuinely care about each other. And I think when you hear winning teams talk, that's what they always talk about, is a group of kids that just really like to be with each other and play for each other. And that's really, at the end of the day, the big ingredient to a successful season.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about Carleton Airport. Of course, they're a member of the Huron League. They finished tied for second in the Huron with a 5-2 record. They have an overall record of 7-2 on the season. What are some of the challenges that they are going to throw at you in this game?
They do whatever it takes to win. That's the thing I've been most impressed about with them when I watch them on film. They're not afraid to throw some trick plays at you. They're aggressive on special teams. So they're going to put a lot of pressure on you in terms of competing at all phases of the game, special teams specifically. Offensively, they run the football. They're going to try to – they're not the Airport team, of years ago where it's wing T all the time. They're wing T still in terms of foundation, but it's more of a spread attack now. So they want to spread you out but still run the football. Then defensively, they're tough, hard-nosed kids. They're going to come up and smack you. So it's a physical style of football that they play. I just feel like if we can stop the run and make them throw the ball, I feel like defensively we're going to be okay. And then I always feel good about offensively what we're going to do. At times early in the game, it might not look very good, but, over time we start to figure it out and start to get the ball rolling. And once we start to play with pace and put that pressure on you, it's tough. So stopping the run is the key for us this week, and then just playing a clean special teams game.
Well, this time of the year, the end of the regular season, getting into playoff time, it's a time where you might have a lot of players that are a little bit nicked up here and there. What's the general health of the Indians going into this ball game?
We're better than we were against Chelsea. I can tell you that much. Going into Chelsea, Jake was banged up. AJ was banged up. We've gotten better in terms of how we're practicing right now. We're fortunate that a lot of our younger guys stayed up with us so they can help us practice, which means we can get back to platooning. So, we're really only in practice for about an hour because we're able to just practice with the defense and then practice with the offense. And so that's really shortened it up for us to keep our guys a little bit healthier, not as much contact, and we get them off their legs sooner and get them home. Actually, we've been getting healthier than we were midseason. We played Adrian earlier in the year. Job was banged up. We didn't have our starting safety because he got sick. So, through the season, we've had a lot of sickness, a lot of injuries, but we're actually probably healthier than we were 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Talking with Tecumseh head football coach Greg Dolson here inside the Cave. Bit of breaking news this morning. I know we told you off air, but your game this Friday at 7 o'clock at Indian Stadium will be carried right here on the Cave. I'll be on the broadcast. I'll see if I can get someone to stop by. Maybe Mr. Hayes isn't too busy, but we'll be there to call your guys' game with Airport. I hope people listen, but if they, show up to the game, to me that's even better. Coach, could you talk about, just real quickly, about the hometown support for your team, when you've had the chance to play a home game?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. I mean, ever since I've been here, the town has always been very supportive of what we do in the football program and for Tecumseh Athletics in general. But since we've got the ball rolling here, it's the opportunity that I've wanted to be able to provide for this town since I got here and, give them a winner. But it doesn't have a whole lot to do with us as a coaching staff. It's just really a byproduct of the kids. And I think the town really sees that. They understand that this is a special group of kids. you know, they're doing things that their fathers did, you know, 20 and 30 years ago here, and there's a big connection with some of our kids that are playing right now to the 91 team and the 72 team. So, you know, when you do things that are going to cement yourself down in legacy in the town really respects that and sees that. And so, you know, like last week we had a game here to go 9-0, and it was a sellout. And I think we'll probably do the same thing. So just couldn't be more grateful for the town, for one, embracing me and my family, but also for embracing what we're doing here, getting the things turned around and really kind of making history. Is really kind of a historic season for us. We're just kind of really humbled by the support, so we're grateful for that.
Coach, we're out of time here, but thanks for joining us this morning on Inside the Cave. And, of course, best of luck this weekend against Carleton Airport.
Yeah, we appreciate the support, guys. Thanks for what you do for high school football, too, in Lenawee County. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Coach Greg Gilson from Tecumseh. That does it for this hour. Don't go away. We'll be back with hour number two of Inside the Cave with Ian Wendt, yours truly, Pat Hayes, brought to you by D&P Communications.